From Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Easter story in the Gospel of Mark is unique in how it is shared. The other gospel writers, Matthew, Luke, and John, they tell us nice, detailed, complete accounts of what happened on Easter Sunday. In their gospels, we get not only Easter Sunday, we get more appearances of Jesus post-resurrection to show us even more clearly that Jesus has indeed been raised from the dead and is alive. Mark, however, does things differently. In Mark, we don't even get an appearance of the resurrected Jesus. Instead, we get presumably an angel, but even that is unclear, telling the women that Jesus has been resurrected. But he isn't here because he couldn't even wait around for them to show up. He's already gone off to Galilee. The women are supposed to tell this news to Peter and the other disciples. And then they're all supposed to go to Galilee to see Jesus there. And then we're told that actually the women are so full of terror and amazement that they don't do this. And instead, they flee the tomb full of fear, and they don't tell anybody what they have seen. And this is, in fact, how the Gospel of Mark ends. It seems like kind of a bad ending. It seemed like such a bad end that if you were to go home and look in your Bibles, you would find that after verse 8 about the women fleeing and keeping the resurrection of secret, you'll find both a shorter ending of Mark and a longer ending of Mark. And if you're really inquisitive and you read the footnotes in your Bible, you will learn that both of these versions were most certainly added centuries later when monks were copying the scriptures and they felt like they could do a better job ending the gospel than Mark did, and they just fixed his ending a little bit. But really, instead of trying to fix the ending, we need to ask ourselves, why did Mark end the story like this? Why did God inspire this ending? What does it mean that Mark's resurrection story and Mark's entire gospel ends with, "So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid"? Perhaps Mark is making a point by having his resurrection story be a little messy. Because if we're honest, the resurrection story is a little messy. It calls us to believe that somebody could be crucified and then brought back to life 3 days later. It calls us to believe that an empty tomb means resurrection, even though this is the only time in all of history that an empty tomb has meant resurrection. It calls us to believe in the seemingly impossible and then expect the women to respond perfectly to this news without a hint of fear or a smidge of failure. So, of course the women were afraid. They weren't expecting resurrection. They didn't know what was happening. They were grieving. They were being threatened with arrest and persecution. And then they were supposed to trust that the disciples are going to believe them when they tell them that Jesus has in fact been resurrected. So Mark ends his story with fear and with failure and with terror and amazement and with brokenness and mess. And you know, when I let myself, I actually kind of like that ending, because that's life. That's relatable. We understand fear and failure and terror and amazement and brokenness and mess, because we experience that too. You know the places in your life that are filled with fear. You know the places where you have failed, where you've let people down. You know the places that are broken. You know the times and instances where you doubt and when you aren't completely sure. You know the places of your life that aren't all neat and tidy. We all have those. The women at the tomb on the first Easter Sunday had them, and so do we. And that's what makes Mark's Easter so relatable. Because if we're honest, fleeing with terror and amazement is probably what we would do too. And yet, as much as it might seem like it, this Easter story doesn't actually end in fear and failure. It ends with the work of God. That, after all, is the good news of resurrection. Though no matter what our fears or our failures or our brokenness that we bring to the empty tomb, Jesus overcomes it. In the resurrection, Jesus conquers death. And in the resurrection, Jesus conquers all of our fears and failures. The resurrection shows us that no matter what we do, if we abandon him like the disciples, if we fail to believe like the crowds at the crucifixion, if we're filled with terror like the women, that Jesus is still at work. His resurrection doesn't depend on us. His resurrection is for us. So the story isn't really about fear or failure. The resurrection, this story, is about how nothing, no failure, no fear, can stop the work of God. The resurrection of Jesus is about how God meets us where we are and works amazing things in our lives so that we can become people who share good news. Now you might say, well, the women never shared the good news. But they did, even if Mark didn't tell us. And you know how we know that? Because we know about the resurrection. Somebody told somebody. That's how it had to have happened. Through the work of the resurrected Christ, the women overcame their fears and failures and brokenness to share the good news of Jesus, first with the disciples, and then presumably in Galilee, once they went there. So the women told, but there's somebody else Mark is encouraging to share at the end of the story. All of us. We are the end of the Gospel of Mark. He leaves the command to tell in our hands. We know the story. We know what happened. And so we can share the news that Jesus is not still in the tomb, but that he is risen. We share how Jesus was crucified, died, and risen, and how he has gone ahead of us to meet us and to be at work in our lives. The story doesn't end at the empty tomb, and not because the women eventually told, but because we're still living through the power of resurrection today. Because of the resurrection, Jesus is still at work in our lives, overcoming our fears and our failures, and our brokenness and our mess. Because of the resurrection, Jesus is doing amazing work in our lives. Because of the resurrection, God will always be with us, no matter what. And because of the resurrection, even when we are in times of struggle or fear or failure or uncertainty or don't have it all together, we can still share the good news of Jesus. We can still participate in the work of God because we aren't left to do it on our own. God is at work in our lives. And so we don't have to have it all figured out before we start sharing the good news. You don't have to know everything before you tell somebody about Jesus. You don't have to have your faith completely together before you share how Jesus changed your life with somebody else. You don't have to know how a ministry or an act of service or an act of love is going to work before you do it. It can be easy for us to get caught up in fear or failure or terror or brokenness or struggle, because we all experience those things in our lives. And yet the good news of Easter is that through the resurrection, Jesus has overcome whatever fear or failure or terror or brokenness or struggle we face. Jesus is alive. Jesus has overcome death. Jesus is with us at work in our lives, transforming us so that we can share the good news with others. Be transformed by the risen Christ. Allow Christ to work through whatever fear you bring. And then by the power of the resurrection of Christ, share the good news of Jesus with others.